News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Ruel Reid, is reporting that regional governments, including Jamaica, have agreed to revise the funding policy for the University of the West Indies. He says the current 80-20 model is sustainable and there has to be a re-engineering of how the tertiary sector is funded in order to ensure more qualified students are able to pursue a college education. The government currently funds 80% of the cost for tuition fees at the University of the West Indies UWI, while students pay 20%.
What we are committed to is to ensure that students across the region are not disenfranchised, that the government will do all it can to ensure that the students who wish to pursue higher education, in fact, we are expanding access, and so we have to make sure that all the students who qualify to pursue higher education get that particular access. We also are going to be insisting that those students commit to contribute to the development of our societies as they themselves benefit from government contribution.
Minister of Finance and the Public Service, Dr. Nigel Clark, says the government will be developing a public financial management policy for natural disaster risks before the end of the precautionary standby arrangement with the International Monetary Fund, IMF. He says the policy will be crafted with technical assistance from multilateral partners and will include a 10-year operational plan for its implementation. Dr. Clark says the public financial management policy for natural disaster risks will consider Jamaica's fiscal realities and will include contingent credit facilities with multilateral institutions, catastrophe bonds, the development of a natural disaster fund, and accessing climate financing for adaptation and mitigation purposes.
As we come to the end of the standby arrangement in 18 months with the fund and with the line of credit that it offers, it is important for us to consider measures that can moderate the fiscal impact of natural disasters.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Ole Shaw has announced that the New York office of Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO, will reopen on May 14. The office is to be housed at the Jamaican Consulate in Manhattan. Commending JAMPRO for its achievements to date, Mr. Shaw says the Trade and Investment Agency is expected to continue exceeding its targets going forward.
The early report for last year is that they achieved $604 million in capital investment and 13,000 new jobs. Going forward, we have $100 million of capital expenditure expected in the area of business process outsourcing. In tourism, the current investments will add 2,100 more rooms, create 8,000 more jobs with an expenditure of US$850 million.
In the meantime, Minister Shaw says JAMPRO is well advanced in the establishment of a national business portal through which all investments will be routed. The portal will serve as a comprehensive base of information facilitating investments in Jamaica. And the Jamaica Customs Agency, JCA, says for the 2017-2018 fiscal year, it seized over $376 million worth of counterfeit goods at the nation's ports. Director of the Contraband Enforcement Team at Jamaica Customs, Albert Anderson, says the counterfeit items included footwear, clothing, handbags, purses, cigarettes, and cigars. 14 containers with items that infringe intellectual property rights are also on the port awaiting destruction.
The majority of the Jamaican populace does not recognize the damaging effects of counterfeit items, especially as it relates to clothing. However, it undermines the efforts of the legitimate owners of the products and strengthens the capacity of the black market.
Enforcement activities are carried out by Jamaica Customs in collaboration with the Counterterrorism and Organized Crime Investigation Branch, CTOC. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuri James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Stopping on the toll road can be extremely dangerous. Do not stop unless for emergencies or when ordered to do so, and stop only on the hard shoulder. Do not let off or pick up any person along the roadway. Never walk onto the toll road. Pedestrians are not allowed on the highway. a message from the Toll Authority of Jamaica.